When we last petitioned for the ballot, 10,000 named strong, we went away somewhat disappointed, but not cast down. When more petitioning was asked of us, we shouldered that. Today, we ask for the women of the province the chance to register their votes with the men's. I wish to assure you that the women are ready to use the vote. We have here representatives from many organizations. In sympathy with our cause, Mr. Premier, we cannot but notice how conditions are changing. Women's cause is progressing. Women have had a hard uphill climb to regain their place beside the men. I believe the women have at heart the interests of the race. We were called to give up our men. When they shouldered their arms and marched away to war, we had to take up their duties. Women by thousands today are working in ammunition factories and shops. They are proving as efficient workers as the men and as conscientious. Mr. Premier, if the men want the best contribution from women, they must be just. Women have a right to a voice in the industrial conditions which they must endure as the men do. If we want to keep Canada Canadian, it must be done through the home. The women have the keenest interest there, and should have a voice in making the conditions for it.